listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across Lakey. Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Oh, amen to that. Or should I say a woman to that? No, you should just say amen to that because that's just a Hebrew word meaning so be it. And it goes at the end of prayer. There's no need to overcorrect for gender equality in that context. Says me. Congressman in US says otherwise. So we'll examine that, no doubt, in the podcast. Well, I already did examine it, so it'll just play in the podcast. It's been examined. It's been ticked off. It's crossed. Also, we talked about the Crocs. I was curious to know if you live a Croc lifestyle. Are you deep inside the Crockenbush? It's a metaphor for do you wear Crocs? A man is suing his parents for throwing out his porn VHS collection. Oh, yeah. And this, I'm part trucker. I'm part trucker and know it. I know this because of what happened last night and in previous nights.
So what are we? 12 days into the year and 2 days into the Danny Lakey Show, and already Lakey thinks he could be a truck driver off the back of his massive drive from Surfers Paradise to Melbourne for this job.
And I drove 1,704 kilometres in 18 and a half hours.
We spoke to Deacon, a truck driver, and Lakey asked if his numbers were rookie numbers.
How impressive is 1,704k in one sitting?
It's pretty good.
Encouraged by that kind of compliment, Lakey had questions about long-haul drives.
I used a Maximus bottle to cut down on stopping time. Did you incorporate the bottle or did you prosper in the roadside toilets? Well, that's one of the best responses I've ever heard to one of the best questions I've ever asked.
Probably because you said you piss in a Maximus bottle. Tonight, Lakey's got unfinished business. And our wannabe big rig operator has more questions.
Yeah, look, before I jump into the career of a full-time truck driver and handing my resignation here at Triple M, I just need to be sure that I do have truck driver DNA in me. Now, after a very sleepless night last night, not receiving any answer from that truck driver who called through, letting me know whether or not he had a piss bottle on long road trips in his truck so that he didn't waste time, burn fuel, starting up the truck, stopping the truck at a truck stop, going to the toilet to relieve himself. I haven't been able to rest since. 133 53. Love to hear from truckies out there right now or people that know of truck drivers. My theory is this, and people around Triple M office today will say, no, mate, no chance. My theory being that truck drivers have a urine bottle and at the very least they'll pull over in a slip lane and relieve themselves there, or at the very most, one hand on the wheel, one hand on the bottle. Saves time, saves fuel. You don't want to be firing up the truck and stopping the truck, getting it back into first, second, third, easing up. Why stop? Only stop for fuel, I say. That was the trucker's code. Now, I purchased a 1 litre Maximus bottle. Why do I like this one, you ask? Well, I like the girthiness of the sipping pouch. It is thick. No spills, no mess. No spills, no thrills. 1 litre as well. You're not going to overflow the bottle. I think an amateur move would have been a 600ml Powerade bottle. Although with the girth, there's always a risk of overflow. Look, I can't see the ice break being an amazing trucker's friend, partly because of the transparency of the bottle. You wouldn't be able to tell how close you are to the brim. I don't think that truckers are using ice breaks as urine bottles. Mount Franklin, well, no, I'm sorry, but the girth just isn't there. It'd be like threading a eye through a needle. Milk bottle, perhaps? That's probably the other big hitter, I'd assume. 133 53, are you a truckie with a urine bottle, or am I talking out of my ass? You go, no, mate, no, we're all respectful men who pull over, relieve ourselves, and we just make sure we do it along the fuel stop. I'm not saying that you don't wee at Caltexes and BPs around the station. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that truck drivers are a time-savvy bunch. People who know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And every great truck driver, I believe, would have a Maximus bottle. I think that's the big king hitter. 133353. Do you have a truck bottle? Is it a thing? And what's the superior bottle on the roads? Andrew in Geelong, what do you think of the theory?
I've got a rigid license, which most semi-drivers would think is a Tonka Toy license.
Sure.
And, or a Tonka. Anyway, I've got a close friend who I've known for 25 years. He was a truck driver. I was working in healthcare. I got a new supply of urinal bottles. I gave him one as a gift. And the first time he used it, he was doing 100 k's an hour, poured it out the window of his truck so it could keep going, and it went down the side of his truck and he never used it again.
Wow. Okay, so this is a man, and I mean, different industries. So is this a truck driver that had been using your Maximuses, your Powerades in the past? You thought you'd help him out with a medical-grade urinary bottle.
And it was brand new. I wouldn't want to use a second-hand one.
No, of course, you can't give your mate a second-hand one. But this was used for bed-bound patients. And you thought, hey, what better way to incorporate this than on the road as well?
And also with the urinal, you can get urinal bottles that are spill-proof. Like they've got a screw-top lid and the spout that you put yourself into and all that. I didn't have one of them. I had the normal ones that can spill. And if you're driving a truck at 100 k's an hour and you hit a pothole, even if that's on the floor of your truck, that's going to go sideways. So they're not practical for truck driving in most cases.
No, I understand. You do want an official urinary bottle. I guess I've always just saw myself more as like one of the salt of the earth, rough around the edges truckies who can deal with the Maximus. But it's good to know that there are professional bottles out there. Paul, in Sydney, I mean, there's an indicator going right now. You're a man who's born for the road.
Yeah, mate, I've had a piece and a few bottles in my time.
Yeah, nice. So what is the optimal bottle for you? Would you echo the sentiments that the Maximus 1 litre is the big daddy-o?
Yeah, well, mate, anything under 600 mils, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and I've said that before, and I've said it on the roads. Anything under 600, you're dicing with death. You're asking for trouble.
100%. You don't want to ruin your Landsville seat cover, mate.
No, absolutely not. And nothing worse than really having to pinch your taint and try and hold in that last 100 mil whilst you're trying to empty 600 mil out the side on the highway. It doesn't work like
100%.
That.
100%. 100%, mate.
You're a Maximus man? Can I chalk you up as a Maximus man?
Oh, 100%, hey, mate. But I tell you what, you can go one step more than having a piss in the bottle.
Whoa, yeah. I thought I was a hardcore truckie. Okay, Maximus for the number twos as well.
Mate, there's not many toilets around for truckies.
Of course. God, here I was thinking I was 100% truck driver. Little did I know that I'd only scratched the surface. Nice.
Yeah. Have you had a Garfunkel in some newspaper or a book to go?
You haven't lived until you've shat into a Maximus 1 litre. L in Gatton, your dad's a truckie. He does have a pee bottle. Can confirm.
Yes, can confirm that, Danny.
Yeah. Can you confirm the brand of bottle?
Well, I'm not entirely 100% sure on the brand, but I'm pretty sure it is a 600ml soft drink bottle because it has to be able to fit in the cup holder that's on the door of the truck so that he can reach it.
Wow. Okay, so a lot to unpack here. Also very impressed that, I mean, it would have been weird, wouldn't it, if you had answered without a hesitant of a doubt, go, oh, yeah, no, he's a Maximus man as well. Yeah, if there's one thing I know, it's my dad's piss bottles. I'm glad that you have some unanswered questions still. So the 600 mil, this surprises me because if what you're saying is true, he's operating at more of a Coca-Cola, Fanta, Sprite lifestyle. That's a very small girth, for your father.
Yeah, I think it's either them or like a Powerade bottle.
Okay, I
something that can fit in a cup holder.
I think I'm gonna hedge my bets and say Powerade bottle because if it's one of those vanilla Cokes, your small father has a lot of explaining to do. Thanks, El. Brad in Mornington. Hello.
Hey, mate. I've got to correct you on the ice break bottle, mate. I'm a big ice break drinker.
Oh, yeah.
And the 1.25 from the service station always says to do the trick, right?
Correct. Okay, so, yeah, what you lack in transparency of plastic, you make up for in volume of vessel. So 1.25,
exactly.
There's no chance that you're going over that. I mean, not all the water going in the world can come out in one sitting at a 1.25. No one's ever pissed 1.25 litres before. So I didn't even think about that. I was in 600 mil ice break zone. Gonna have to write that down here. Potential for an upgrade for me whilst on the roads, 1.25 litre ice break classic. Yeah, more grip.
Mate,
more grip.
Yeah, done the done the good old Neil Highway numerous times in about 17 hours from Melbourne to Ipswich.
Of course, yeah. I know it all too well. I know the route all too well, being a truck driver as well. Thanks, Brad. Wazza in Sydney. Wrap this up at 133353. I mean, of course, everyone's going to feel like a big old fool tomorrow in the workplace when I say yes. Every truckie does piss in a bottle. What's your bottle of choice?
Mine's an oak or a 2 litre milk bottle. Yes. Echo, I don't know how these guys can pee in a 1.25 Coke or, mate, I mean, not being rude, but what are they, got straws for a willy or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a bit sus. You know, like, luckily, I'm only 5 foot tall, so I can stand up in front of my steering wheel and pee in the oak bottle like I'm standing tall anyway.
Absolutely. And, I mean, what you lack in physical height, you more than make up for when you hang dong. I mean, 5 foot, but I bet that thing's
apparently,
rats.
Yeah, apparently, like, you know, they say, like, big feet have got big socks.
Yeah, cool. And less about your height and penis and more about this bottle in general. So with the 2 litre oak, I'm assuming you've got the handle there as well to hold on
to. Exactly right, mate. It's like, it's like when you're in hospital and they bring you the pee thing, you hold on to a little thing and it's got a handle that's big enough for it to... Because I don't know, honestly, how these guys have been driving 32 years or something, and I don't know how these guys can drive. And I tried it twice, and after I went myself, I thought... I can't even stop for a meal now because everyone will know
where to be. Yeah, absolutely. And I never thought I'd say this, but I stand with Wazza tonight. I agree with everything that man said. I'm upgrading. Throw out the Maximus, guys. I'm a 2 litre oak man as well.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Story from overseas.
On the other side of the ocean.
Son wins lawsuit after mum throws away his best porno videos. A mother and father will have to pay for disposing of their son's pornography collection. The only question is, how much? David Working, 42, sued his parents, Beth and Paul Working, after they tossed out what a judge called a trove of pornography and an array of sex toys. I know the type. I immediately know what David Working, 42, who's suing his parents for throwing out his pornos and sex toys, looks like. The parents' attorney said she's working to establish the value of the items that were disposed of, but declined to comment about the case. We've got to be very careful in these big, high-profile court cases. You can't say too much to incriminate. I mean, you just don't go throwing away your son's porn collection. He's lived with it. He's grown up. It's like throwing away a four-year-old's teddy bear. There's just no go zones in life. And they'll probably pay the consequences for this. David Working contends damages are around $25,000. Jesus. His attorney, Miles Greengard, contends that his client should receive treble the damages, which is allowed under his claim of conversion of property. That's the thing. You get rid of someone's property. Not only do you get a refund for all the property that you got rid of, you then times it by three. You then give them the thrice treatment. We've asked for the court for treble damages, which we believe are warranted given the destruction of the property, the attorney Miles Greengard said. He was pleased with the judge's ruling. The case wasn't just about a guy and his dirty videos. I think it was. I think that's mostly what's going on here. This was a collection of often irreplaceable items and property, the lawyer said. Yeah, well, some of it is irreplaceable. God, your heart weeps. You shed a tear thinking of a couple of collector's items. Couple of dusty old DVDs that just can't be replaced. The mother, though, I mean, let's give her right a reply. The mother said she didn't even realise that it was valuable or even pornographic in nature. Oh, no, it's just the family being torn apart. And it's an easy mistake to make, to be honest, throwing out a whole heap of DVDs. You didn't realise they were pornos. Actually, I think we have the official footage from the courtroom here.
All right, next up, the case of David Working versus Beth and Paul Working. All right, order. Now, Mrs. Working, why did you not consult your son before throwing out thousands of dollars worth of pornographic films?
I didn't realise they were pornographic. They all seem like normal old VHSs to me. I was going through them. Toy Story.
Yeah, the X-rated version with Jenna Jamison.
Deep Impact.
Fine acting by Ron Jeremy.
Free Willy. Big Daddy. Dirty Harry?
Yeah, all classic 80s porno films worth thousands!
Snatch? Octopussy? Whale Rider?
Whale Rider was a niche fetish collector's item!
James and the Giant Peach? Inside Man? Three Men and a Little Lady?
That had one of the greatest orgy scenes of all time!
Freddy Got Fingered? Fun with Dick and Jane?
Bad teacher?
Bad teacher won awards, for goodness sake.
The Elephant Man? Get Hard?
That'll go down to the Hall of Fame.
Sister Act?
That was a bloody classic.
Sister Act 2?
Even better than the original.
I didn't realise, Your Honour. I just thought they were all normal VHSs.
You're going to bloody pay
all
for
right,
this,
right. Club. Yeah, order here.
A bit of business news. Bit of finance. Sales of unapologetically ugly Crocs soar due to COVID-19.
Coronavirus!
Nice Crocs, nice. In a world of few winners and many losers at the moment, Crocs have reigned supreme. You know the ones, the foamy galoshes. We're going to the foam zone. I said it earlier tonight, we'd be at the foam zone. Well, now we're in the foam zone. Those Croc shoes. Those things that started out like 15 years ago and was like the butt of every single joke. Oh, God. Oh, Dad. Oh, Dad. Don't wear those Crocs, Dad. Oh, take those Crocs up, Dad. And these days, almost like overnight, you blink and all of a sudden, oh, Crocs. Yeah, all right. Yeah, keep your Crocs on, Dad. Yeah, no worries about those Crocs. And I'll admit, I missed the Crocs wave. I went straight through Haviana Avenue and I've never looked back. I've never even considered the Crocs. I feel producer Mick, that you may have dabbled with the Crocs, but you were saying you're more of a Birkenstock.
I'm a Birkenstock gal.
Yeah, and it is the Crocs' biggest enemy, the Birkenstock. It's their biggest threat. And I'd love to have the figures run parallel with the Crocs of how the Birkenstocks have gone over the last financial year as well, maybe for another day. Yesterday, Crocs raised its fourth quarter sales outlook and full year outlook for 2021. Now forecasting fourth quarterly year over year revenue to have increased by about 55%. That's big. It's big business in the Crocs world. The company expects sales to have increased over 12% in 2020 to a record $1.38 billion from its previous forecast of about 5-7% growth. Geez, Alan Kohler from ABC Finance would be loving this story. It also anticipates sales growth of 20% to 25% in 2021. Investors cheered the news, lifting the Crocs shares. Yes, Crocs have shares. Up over 12% to $74.91 on the NASDAQ. Amidst a global pandemic in 2020, we will deliver the strongest revenue in Crocs history, Crocs CEO Andrew Rees said in a statement. Our brand momentum's exceptional. We anticipate another record year in 2021. I like that. That installs confidence in investors, doesn't it, when the CEO uses the word momentum. We definitely benefited from consumer casualisation, he said, adding that the clogs are also easy to clean and sanitise. Well, yeah, nah, he's got a point there, thereby enhancing their pandemic time appeal. Looking ahead, he said value and comfort will continue to be important for shoppers, with more younger consumers coming on board. Also gravitated to the brand during the pandemic. They were younger, predominantly female customers. It was a big drive of growth. As the year progressed, it broadened to a new younger male consumer as well. Well, you win the young foot, you win the share market. That's what you want. That's all CEO of Crocs wants. How are we going to get young feet in these old Crocs? And can't just die a slow death with these old, crusty-heeled 55-year-old men. I mean, we need those. We need the 55-year-old men, but we need the young up-and-comer 20-year-old feet as well. And Crocs have done just that.
I mean, seriously, how often do you really look at a man's shoes?
Well, a lot when you wear Crocs. 133353. Interested if you've got a pair of Crocs. Do you live the Croc lifestyle? Do you walk around in the Crocosseum? Am I missing out? Do I need to invest? Have you had some nightmares with the Crocs? What colour are your Crocs? Have you had a promotional version of Crocs? How comfortable are the Crocs? How easy are your Crocs to clean? Are you wearing Crocs right now? Could you clap with those Crocs live on the air? If you answered yes to any of those, 133353. Felix in Melbourne. You stand by your Crocs.
Hey, Danny, how's it going, mate? I certainly do.
Wow.
Yeah, Crocs, I'm surprised they're just gone up now. They should have been up about 10-odd years ago,
well,
I'd say.
Yeah, and I mean, you'd want to invest in Bitcoin back in the day, Apple shares. We talked about lamb chops last night. They've gone through the roof. And Crocs. And if you hit those big four back in 2003, then you'd be a rich man today.
That's it, mate.
How many pairs of Crocs have you gone through?
Well, look, I've only gone through one pair, just to, you know, reiterate the point that they're that durable and it's magnificent. But at home, I'd say I've got about 80 pairs.
Wow. And that's the hallmark of a fantastic shoe. And it was almost a trick question because I was expecting to say, oh, maybe I've been through 14 pairs of Crocs in about 14 years. I thought, well, maybe the Crocs aren't for me. But that's exactly right. That's the correct answer. One pair of Crocs.
That's it.
I mean, they're built sturdy. What colour are these Crocs?
Mate, all colours. I've got camouflage, I've got custom ones. My girlfriend's a painter, so she painted me some, you know, some pretty ones too. So I get around it, mate. I'm all about the croc lifestyle.
You sound like you've died and went to croc heaven, because you've got your standard models, you've got your customs, then you've got the girlfriend who seems committed to just customising croc shoes for you as well. I mean, this is the dream, and it's something that I aspire to one day. Seems like you're already there, so I'll use you as a croc mentor over the time. Look, great chat with the Crocs. Couple of calls coming through. Snake in Tanham Sands.
How you doing, big boy?
Yeah, this is a man who loves it. The snake loves a croc. That is all there is to it.
I'm not really into them. I got put onto them by nurses that work on concrete floors, and she's gone, yeah, these are the go. So I've bought them from the women that I'm with. Oh. You know, and so, yeah, well, look, I'm not a sex addict, but I've been, all the women I've been with have been. And I know you're into that. I'm just going, how do I deal with this at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, it's taken a nice right turn, a healthy right turn from croc fashion through to how do you deal with the sex addict girlfriend. I'm here for that. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Crocs prosper in the nurses industry. You know more than me about Crocs and sex. Do the chefs wear the croc, or is it a slightly different skewed style of a different brand?
They've actually got to wear steel caps and that type of thing. So it's not, chefs are not really. I've actually got one with me at the moment.
A croc or a sex addict?
I don't know whether I've turned her.
That giggle in the background, that very cheeky giggle, I don't think there are crocs anywhere in your vicinity, Snake, but we'll take that off the air. Rob in Victoria, Rob Dog, the croc man, the Crocosaurus Rex.
There we go.
Yeah, good. You stand by your crocs?
Actually, it's my father-in-law that stands by his crocs. I'm a Havaianas man.
Yes, me too. Havaianas man on the brink. I mean, I consider myself heteroflexible these days in the shoe world, considering branching out, thinking I've maybe remained closed-minded for too long. What's the father-in-law's thoughts on the crocs? Style, colour, shoe size, perhaps?
I'm not too sure. I mean, he loves his crocs, but... He actually wore his Crocs as his good uniform to mine and my now wife's wedding.
Nice. Okay, that ultimate father-in-law mood. Ultimate. So black Crocs? Black Crocs?
Yeah, they would be black Crocs.
Black Crocs, yeah. I mean, that's a wedding no-no, isn't it? To wear like some chicken nugget-themed customised Crocs to the wedding, as long as they're black. Nice. Well, look, it's food for thought. It's food for thought. You're a Havaianas man, I'm a Havaianas man, but I think we'll all probably have a good look in the mirror tonight at our feet and probably make some choices for the future.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
US congressman said amen and a woman at end of prayer. I'm all for gender equality. Oh, yeah, what's yours is mine. Oh, yes, please. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This has gone a little bit too far in the eyes of Twitter after footage emerged of US congressmen saying amen and a woman at the end of the prayer.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen and a woman.
Yeah, wise, trying to tick all the boxes in this day and age can never be too safe. A Democratic congressman said he was surprised by the negative response after he ended an opening prayer on the first day of the new Congress by saying amen and a woman. Congressman Cleaver said his a woman reference on Sunday was intended to recognise the record number of women serving in the new Congress. There are 144 women serving in the House and the Senate. The previous high was 129. Nice! New records for the wombs. I like it. But Cleaver's words spurred a torrent of criticism from conservatives who accused him of misunderstanding the meaning of amen. Yeah. I don't know the exact meaning until right now when I read this next sentence, but I assumed that amen had nothing to do with the male gender. Amen actually is a Hebrew word that just means so be it. It just happens to be spelt and also have the word men in the word.
Amen and a woman.
Look, yes, amen, a woman, a non-binary, and the cisgendered father, the heteroflexible son, and the transitioning Holy Ghost. It's not the way to end a prayer, but it is the way to start a game.
Amen, or a woman.
Amen, and a woman.
Okay, here's how it's going to work tonight. For the Tuesday night game, for the $100 grilled voucher, have a hot summer fling with chili relish and tahini mayo. It's a spicy Mediterranean-inspired pair with flair. You like burgers? like $100 worth of burgers, and get involved right now. 133353. Here's how the game works. A man or a woman. I'm going to read out a band or an artist. They do have a song that has a title involving the word men or woman. For example, if I was to say The Killers. Oh, God, all right. What songs do The Killers have? Okay. Oh, Lakey. Man. Yeah. Here we go. The Killers. The Man. A little bit of song knowledge is required. 20 more where that came from. 133353. Be taking on someone else. May the best man or woman win the game. If I was to say Bob Marley. No woman, no cry. There we go. That's how it works, right? Man or a woman. Make enough sense. Dave, your man.
Yeah, all good. Got it.
Okay, good. And Michelle, you woman. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. No having to chime in with your name or anything like that. No chime in with man or woman. Just chime in with the song title when you know. If you get it right, you score a point. If you get it wrong, well, I'd say automatically the other person gets a point. Okay. That's how we're going to work. Probably best of seven. How are we going for time? Yeah, best of seven. Yeah. Quick game's a good game. Okay. Here's the first one, guys. Just chime in with the song title if you know it. R.E.M.
Man.
Yeah, what's the song title? God, guys, it's a big hit from R.E.M. Let's go. R.E.M.
This is harder than I thought.
Yeah, it is. Hard. Well, yeah, it's going worse than I thought at this stage, but there's always room for improvement. Man on the Moon. Yeah, okay. That's all right. We're rusty. I get it. Now we've settled. Now the nerves are gone. All right, here we go. Next one. 0-0 still. Elton John.
Rocket Man.
Nice. That's how we do it. 1 point to the man. That's you, Dave. All right, here's the next one. Wolf Mother. Oh, it's a tough one.
Woman.
Whoa! Yes! Yes, I love this intro. Okay, yeah, build. Just build. He gets there.
Woman!
Woman! I call you woman! I call you woman! I got the feeling when you're... Well, I'm a quarter erect. 2-0 to the man, by the way. So here we go. You got a bit of pace to make up now, Michelle. Don't let the man beat you. Don't let the man get you down. Come on.
To be fair, he got the first one wrong, so I should have 1 point.
What would you do? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, maybe. Classic. All right, let's go to the next one. This is Lenny Kravitz.
No woman, no cry. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Should Dave get a point there?
American Woman.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. There we go. Dave definitely does get a point. He's almost got an unassailable lead, Michelle. Michelle the woman. But you can pull an epic comeback here. I've got faith. Let's go. Village People.
Macho Man.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, of course they're singing about men. They love a man song. Okay, if you can do a slow build up, can we just get to the chorus? There we go. One of the great tunes. And one of the great victories. It's a landslide to the man. Tough titties with chicken schnitties, Michelle. Not this time. 4-0 to the man, unfortunately. That's all right. As always, next time. Well done, Dave and Albion Park. Your man. Your big old
Thanks
man.
So much.
Well done. $100 worth of grilled burgers coming your way.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, a couple of Zen hens in your manly mouth, no doubt. Love a good Zen hen. Not as much as a Simon Says, though, obviously. Or a Gontroppo. Is that a grilled burger? Or a Fordo burger? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hoi! Daddy Lakey. Triple M.